This is Jerry Bain, podcasting from the Coalition for Networked Information Fall 2012 meeting. I'm here with Carly Strasser, Data Up Project Manager for the University of California Curation Center, or UC3, at the California Digital Library. And we're joined with John Kunze, Associate Director of the UC3. Thanks for joining us today. So could you give a little bit of background on why data management plans and data stewardship are becoming so important? Does it have something to do with the changes in federal funding proposal guidelines?
Yes, in fact, there's been a lot of interest in preserving the outputs of research that are more than the traditional scholarly record, as traditional articles. There's a great deal of data produced that's not saved in any systematic way, and many of the funders are concerned that some of this, their investment money is being spent to duplicate research that's already been done. At the same time, there's a whole lot more data being produced, and so this increases the pressure on this whole question.
Right. The big news last year was the NSF started to require a data management plan.
So, yeah, the incentive behind that was to try to get some kind of to corral this problem and get people to save their data systematically. And libraries have stepped forward as a place that offering to provide these services. So the federal funding proposal guidelines have really put the sort of the stick into this.
Mm-hmm. So what is the DMP tool, and what was the California Digital Library's involvement in its development?
So the DMP tool is the data management planning tool, and this is something that came about as a collaboration with several partners that got together, and basically in response to this new mandate from the National Science Foundation to provide these data management plans, they were interested in figuring out a way to help researchers create these data management plans. Mm-hmm. And so the group started up in January, and it was composed primarily of the California Digital Library, as well as folks at the UCLA Library, UCSD, Smithsonian, University of Illinois, University of Virginia, and the Digital Curation Center in the UK, as well as some folks from Data One. So these groups of people got together and kind of modeled the DMP tool on something that already existed in the UK called the DMP Online. And so the result is this DMP tool, which is basically a wizard that kind of steps you through the creation of a data management plan. And the California Digital Library was, again, one of those major partners that began the development of the tool back when this mandate first came out.
Can you give me an idea of how many other universities are taking advantage of this tool?
The tool is built in such a way that you can configure an institution's shibboleth sign-on, so single campus sign-on, so that a researcher can go to the DMP tool and actually use their campus username and password to log into the system, create their data management plan, and then actually get institution-specific resources for their data management plan. And so the group of universities and organizations that have set up that login is quite large. More than 500 institutions involved, more than 50 have configured that sign-on, and the number of plans is now more than 3,000 that have been created with the data management planning tool.
Has this opened a wider conversation about data management? Do you think it helps create that conversation?
I think that the partners for the DMP tool have always envisioned the DMP tool as being something that the institutions can kind of rally around and use as a centerpiece for their data management plans and their data management systems and services there on campus. So providing the researchers with knowledge about institutional resources like data repositories or backup services or archiving services, things like that. So we think of the DMP tool as something that really is a conversation starter because it has the benefit of being something that the researchers are required to worry about. So since they're required to worry about that, it brings them to the table. And then the librarians or the people that are trying to help them with data management can actually tell them about other services that are being offered.
And what's next in this area, and what do you think UC3's role will be?
Well, I think that once the planning is complete, a natural question to ask is what's the follow-through? And has there been, how are people following their plans? And if they've deviated, how and to what effect? So there are all sorts of opportunities here to provide some review of the plans, review of follow-up, maybe build some tools which would, say, look at a promise that was made, make data available, and check to see whether it's actually available. Maybe some automated means of sending email alerts to remind the researcher you said you deposited your data in these 3 years and you haven't done so. We've notified your program officer at NSF or whatever. So there are a number of approaches. We will be tracking this area and looking for opportunities.
Great. Is there anything else you guys would like to add that we haven't covered?
I just want to add that I think this is a really great opportunity for information professionals and librarians in particular to redefine their role and to really take advantage of the fact that this is becoming a very hot item. It's becoming something that journals are worried about, that institutions are worried about, funders are thinking about it. And if librarians can rally and find answers and find really good solutions and offer unique services, they can really carve out an important role for themselves. Now that things are moving more digitally, obviously their role is going to be changing in the next few years, and I think this is a really great opportunity for that role.
Well, Carly and John, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Great.
Pleasure.